A little girl, a little child aged 5 years old has been taken into care by social services. Why? Because they reckon she's too fat. This is a council in Wales. They've taken a five-year-old girl who weighs 10 stone away from her family and into care. And it's such interesting territory, this. You know, what right has the state got to intervene, go in and take your child off you if the child is too fat? Or indeed, is that exactly what a caring state, a caring social services should be doing? And the territory around this is fascinating. You know, if your child is fat, are you a terrible parent? 0845 955 678. Catherine Zadesky. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the commentator, Emma Wolfe. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts around this, Emma?
I wonder why you're saying that the state shouldn't go in and intervene when a child is grossly overweight, because I think if a child wasn't being fed enough, you would certainly want us to intervene. I don't think it makes you automatically a terrible parent. I think it's extremely hard to stop children, you know, to say to a child, you have to stop eating now, to put a child on a diet. But I would compare it to child cruelty. We wouldn't allow a child to be underfed, and, you know, in those terrible cases that we have had in the media. But when a child eats itself effectively into an early grave, something has to be done.
Well, the reason I'm questioning it, Emma, is because none of us know the threshold. So here's a council.
The child was three times the normal weight for a five-year-old girl.
But that's fine. But Emma, what if the child had have been, I don't know, a stone overweight? Can the state go in and take your child off you? What if it's 50% overweight? What, you know, we must know.
But there are normal levels for children, just as there are normal levels for, you know, we have the BMI charts. They're pretty blunt instruments.
And what's not normal? Yeah.
Well, not normal for a child is being very underweight or very overweight.
Well, what's very overweight, though? You can see where I'm going with this. This is a big deal, obviously, Emma, to have your child taken away from you. So at what point does it become, OK, you're such a bad parent, it is so dangerous, your child is taken away from you?
But I think we need to separate out the kind of the health issues. I mean, if a child is overweight as a child, they have a massive, about 75% of overweight children go on to become overweight adults. It's a terrible legacy for a child to grow up with, to start life. You know how difficult it is to lose weight. To start life very overweight just sets you up for a lifetime. And this, we're talking about life and death here. I mean, obesity accounts for 30,000 deaths in the UK every year.
And yet I'm labouring the point, Emma. I'm labouring the point. This is a big deal. And we need to surely know as a society, at what point does the state have a right to move in and take our children away from us? At what weight?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, precisely.
None of us know the specifics.
Exactly. And is that not dangerous?
Well, I would say that the state wouldn't intervene if a child was just slightly overweight. But that certainly when a child is three times its normal weight, that's just terrible. That's just a dangerous level of weight for a child to be carrying around.
Catherine?
I think you're making a point which is absolutely spot on. It's random. It depends on the individual social worker, the individual borough, someone's individual idea about what's right and what's wrong. And I think your other guest is underestimating the trauma to a child to be removed from their family in such a manner, in such a way, for such a reason. And the trauma to the family too. Children I've known who've been removed, even for temporary care, and have been returned to their families, they never get over it. It's never something they ever get over.
And yet, Catherine, what type of parent allows their child to get three times overweight? What type of parent allows that, and how dangerous is it for that child?
We don't know anything about this case. As usual, it's shrouded in mystery. This is another thing, that these are state servants who don't seem to have any accountability to us. As you say, there's no rules, there's no guidelines, there's no nothing. It's a random decision on the part of whatever social worker is involved, and they don't have to reveal any details to us. Do we know if this child had a thyroid condition? Do we know if this child had other complications? Do we know what was going on in the family? We know nothing apart from these sketchy details, and we're trying to base our opinions on that.
No, not at all. I think you're US
I think there's no, I think there's a blanket idea that somehow children or anyone gets to a certain point somehow out of free will or greed or whatever. And I don't think that's the case in weight. I think that some people come with a complicated set of genetics and a complicated
Here we go. It's the thyroid again. It's the thyroid and it's nothing to do with
it
eating.
It could be. Right? I mean, why are you dismissing it?
I'm not commenting on the specifics of this case because I have read up on it and we don't know, you know, they haven't revealed details. It was found out through a Freedom of Information Act. But I think when you say you're underestimating the trauma of removing a child, these decisions are not made on an ad hoc basis.
Oh, yes, they are.
Hold on, Catherine. Let's let her finish. One second, Catherine.
Let me finish. You're underestimating the trauma of being obese. As a child, you can't do anything, quite apart from the health complications. You know, do you know how it feels to not be able to go and play in the playground? Do you know how it feels to be bullied constantly? Do you know how it feels not to be able to play? One of the most important parts of childhood is being free, not feeling. We all know about worrying about our weight as grown-ups. This is wrong. No 10-year-old child should start off with that terrible burden on them. And also, yes, we have free will as adults. We can eat ourselves into an early grave. We can do what I did, which is starve ourselves into an early grave. We can do all of that. As a child, to engage in that kind of excessive behavior, someone is allowing that to happen. I'm not saying they fed the child up to an obese level. I'm saying that a child doesn't just get hold of this stuff. Someone allowed that to happen. It's the responsibility of an adult. If the child was drinking or smoking, we would say it was the responsibility of an adult. If they're gorging excessively, up to 10 stone, it's like 1.5 times my body weight. As a 5-year-old child, some adult has to be held responsible, and that is not parenting. That is not responsible parenting. If a child was emaciated, if they were not being fed, you would say that was child cruelty.
And yet it would sound quite ridiculous, wouldn't it? Although, is it now in the context? I was about to say there, it would sound quite ridiculous if we put in a question this morning to the Department of Health and say, at what point is your child taken off you in Northern Ireland? At what point of obesity is your child taken? There will be fat children this morning going to school in Northern Ireland. And I'm sorry, but the implications of this story is, you know, if those children continue to get fat, how fat means you lose your child? How fat? And I think it's a reasonable question. Clearly, it's not going to be a couple of pounds, because that would be ridiculous. Clearly, it's not going to be a stone, because that's not going to happen. But how many stone?
Stephen, I think it's clinical obesity. Come on, we're not talking about a child being a stone overweight, although that is not, you know, it's not a great
sign. And are you trying to tell me that there are no children in Northern Ireland who are clinically defined as clinically obese? I'd probably argue there are. Right?
There are.
And therefore,
you know,
and therefore, should those children be taken away from their parents?
Do you know why we haven't had a rational debate about this so far? It's because being overweight is a problem. We're ashamed of it. It's bound up with social class, income and education. And that's the truth. You don't see, where I live in Islington, in North London, you don't see as many obese people as you would in a poorer area. And that's why we can't be rational about this. And that's why we don't have those answers. Because everybody's ashamed to talk about it. Because being overweight is linked with lower social class and poorer income and poorer educational outcomes.
I don't know what I'm hearing here. This is just such a sweeping statement. I mean, talk to Oprah Winfrey. She struggled with her weight all of her life, and she's a very, very wealthy woman. Just get over this idea that, I mean, you've been told this. It's all bound up with class and poverty. It's not. It's something people come in different shapes and sizes.
Look at the figures.
I'm
not making this up. The figures are there.
I listened to you very carefully. Could you just listen to me, please? You are making statements which you've been just fed through these irresponsible people who are actually making a huge amount of money out of the obesity industry. You're just listening to it and you're taking it on and you're believing it. The truth is much, much more complex, and people are much, much complex.
Let's talk about the issue.
Surely because you've been force-fed or because you're a glutton that you become a larger person. And people come in different shapes and sizes. It's a fact.
Never use the word glutton.
It doesn't mean that it's not dangerous. It doesn't mean, Catherine, that we should ignore the links between obesity and heart disease and diabetes and cancer. And if there is a child, is it not reckless of a parent to allow a child to get to the point where they are morbidly obese at such a young age?
Well, once again, I say to you...
Or is it reckless of social services to leave that child in that family?
In Catherine's world, the child would just say, oh, I've got a thyroid problem, and then just carry on like that. I mean, is that a recipe for a happy life?
So a child decides he's got a fire. I mean, come on, can we get a bit real here? Clearly a child who has a problem with their weight, be it underweight or overweight, needs to have a look at what's going on. Everybody needs to have a look, fair enough. Go to the doctor, see what's going on. But I don't see any case to remove that child from their family, from the love they've known all their life. I mean, if they're being abused...
But that's not love. Not love to treat
know?
A child like that.
How do you know if this child was...
I'm not commenting on the specific case, Catherine.
You're making huge assumptions that fat children are not loved. I mean, get out of here, really. Are thin children not loved?
You just completely put words in my mouth. I don't think I've said that at all. I've said that it's an issue that we are finding it difficult as a society to address.
You're saying the state is more responsible than a parent. You're saying the state should intervene. I mean, because you made a point...
I'm saying these parents are not responsible. I'm saying it's child cruelty.
The state is a better parent.
You know, so one of you mentioned, I think one of you mentioned smoking earlier on.
Yes, I did. I said if a child was drinking or smoking, we would say that the parent was responsible.
But let's take that to the next level then. So there are many school children, unfortunately, you know, we see them on the streets who are smoking. And
not five-year-olds, Stephen. Hold
on a moment. Not five-year-olds, but we do see 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds smoking. Yeah. We do see 12 and 13-year-olds drinking. My goodness, in the context of Northern Ireland, Emma, we've seen children out rioting. Now, it's very, very rare indeed that those children are taken away from their parents. Are we seriously saying that if a 12 or a 13-year-old has a smoking habit and is addicted to nicotine?
They get hold of cigarettes and alcohol.
But should they be taken away from their parents?
Yeah. I think a 5-year-old child is different. I really do. A 5-year-old child isn't going to the supermarket and buying unhealthy food. I don't know why we can't accept that being overweight can be as dangerous for you as other health problems. It really is.
It can't be proven.
Psychological trauma.
If you look at the research behind obesity, which you clearly haven't done, you'll find that the bigger...
Of course I have. I've written books about it, Catherine.
Well, you must have okay. based on very...
All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you both today.
Thank
Emma, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.